Transition Awareness Breathing. Feeling grounded for both children and parents is essential for healthy living and learning. Join Eartha Powell on this series for tips and tools for creating a harmonious environment for learning. Transition Awareness Breathing will help you and your child find an individualized path to tackle change, promote lifelong learning, and discover new approaches to calmness.
Responding to microaggressions. From our last podcast, if I can just refresh our memory, microaggressions can be intentional or unintentional comments, actions, attacks that is said to usually a minority group of people. And the attack is usually based on biases of race, minority populations, spirituality, religion. That's just a few examples. The intent is sometimes a prejudice, and sometimes it's a lack of education. Today, I would like to take a few moments to go into a little bit more detail on how to respond to microaggressions. Microaggressions, I think the most important response is to respond rather than to react. Well, the difference between responding and reacting, let's go into that a little bit. When we talk about react or reacting, just be aware the word react has acting in it, A-C-T-I-N-G. To take that a little farther, just think, if something or a situation or a big emotional event causes our movements, thoughts, the way we act to reflect ourselves in a way that's really not us. We may say something or we may do something out of impulse or out of a reaction, and deep down inside of us, when we're calm, cool, and collected, we're not like that. Our response would be different. And so usually after the strong feeling blowout, we may reminisce and find that we could have done things a little bit different. And what was said out loud and what was done is out. And so there's a lot of energy, a lot of anxiety, trying to fix what was said or what was done. And there may be lingering thoughts about the damage that was said as a result of the reacting. And when all is said and done, the microaggression or aggression that triggered the reacting is never addressed. So let's talk about responding. Responding takes a lot of strength. It means that we may have to pause, take a micro break, and breathe. What has been said or what has been done, it is like an assault to our thoughts, to our physical being, because sometimes when aggressions assault us, we have a physical reaction to what was said. And what was said may also insult us or our values or our group of people that we belong to, our gender, our values and our characteristics. So at the beginning, at the onset of the assault or insult, we're absorbing of what was trying, what we're absorbing what was said, and we're trying to block any kind of reactions. And we're trying to sort things out in our mind. So what I suggest, in that case, I think we should allow ourselves a chance to gather our thoughts, to calm ourselves down, to regain composure. We may even use a little time to do a little research as to the best way we can respond if needed. And at the very, very least, and the most important, to be aware of our bodily responses and our emotions in response to the aggression. Another response is what I talked about last time, was mirroring. Mirroring the aggressor's microaggressions, comments. This helps bring space between the conversation and helps to reflect that what was said is the aggressor's comment. It's not our comment, and what the aggressor thinks or what the aggressor says is not true. It doesn't represent you. So we are putting distance, and we're reflecting on the exact words that the reflector said, we're showing that aggressor that these are your words, these are your thoughts. And at the same time, we're also sending a message that we're not accepting their racism, their bias, or their prejudice. And as we stay calm, what we're also doing in that moment, we're making a time mark. It's like a detachment of any agreement with that aggressor. In marketing, oftentimes when someone is trying to sell you something, as a side note, one of the goals is to try to get the purchaser to agree. Well, here we're not buying what the aggressor says, and we're not going to react as if we're buying what the aggressor says. We're reflecting back to them their statements, and so there is no relationship. So during this time, we are taking a breath. Some questions we may ask ourselves during this time is, do we walk away? And I think that depends on the situation. I think it depends on the intensity of the aggression. In some instances, it may be healthy to take a step back, to take a walk, so that you are out of the ring of the microaggressor, if that's possible. Giving yourself or giving ourselves a bit of space so that we can get some fresh air to regroup. Maybe the communication of the microaggression, maybe it wasn't face-to-face. Maybe the microaggression came through a text message or an email or a voice message or some other media. And so here's a few pointers to keep in mind. Remember, when we're using mindfulness, mindfulness is not detaching ourselves from the situation. It's not opting out. We're not retreating. We're making ourselves aware of the chaotic rubble. Or we're appreciating the beauty of a situation. That is mindfulness. Mindfulness is recognizing that the practice of mindfulness will help decrease stress, anxiety, depression, and exhaustion. And at the end result, we are taking a healthy step in responding to whatever situation and being aware of our response physically, mentally, and emotionally. And so when we approach the microaggressor, we can look at that person objectively, hopefully without judgment. And the reason why I say hopefully, because it's hard. We really have to work at this, especially when someone says something. The first step is we must take a breath, do a little detachment, and say, this is not me. And then reflect that comment back to the aggressor and look at that person with a different point of view. Pay attention to the person's facial expressions, their voice reflections. Be aware of any different aromas, hairstyles. And maybe, you know, you say, what does hairstyles have to do with it? What you're doing is you're looking around your environment. And so you're taking in all the information. It may not tell you anything, but maybe look for signs of tiredness or anxiousness. And just realizing what you're doing is you're gathering data and information without judgment. Because remember, what we say and how we respond, and what that person said something to us and we find it inappropriate, we want to be able to communicate our emotions and our feelings with calmness. Hi everyone, it's me, Eartha, and I hope that you are enjoying this little series on microaggressions and what to do if you come across and experience microaggression. What I would like to do is just to kind of demonstrate some techniques that you can do. So these are just suggestions, everyone's different, but besides reflecting, is to step away from the situation if it's possible. For some reason, it may not be possible, but you want to give distance between you and the aggressor. I kind of think of the aggressor as someone who is like someone who says things that insults a person or a group, or it could be an organization. So that's what I'm saying. If you can step away. So like if you're in an organization and you feel the organization is pretty toxic with microaggressions, it may be hard for you to step away at the time totally from the organization. But one thing I would suggest is maybe to get some movement to so that you can breathe. So maybe like taking just a mindful walk, excusing yourself, say, I have to take a little bit of a break, I'll be right back. Because that break is sending a message. It sends a message that I am disconnecting with the relationship between me and you, and what you're trying to do also is to gather your thoughts, and you need a little bit of space. Another thing is, if you can, let me show you. Like I say, every workplace is different. Every school is different. But one thing that we can do, no matter where we're at, is we could take a breath. Just take a nice, easy breath, count to a certain number, and blow it out. Breathe in for a count of four, breathe out for a count of six, or breathe out for a count of seven. That's what I mean. You want your inhaling breath to be longer than your exhaling breath. Another thing, yeah, sometimes when we feel like we have been experienced some microaggression, I mean, it comes fast because it's something that you don't expect. And it leaves you with a sense of, did that person just say what I thought they said? And a lot of times a person says things and they are not even aware what they're saying, and they've gone off about their business. But so you want to give yourself a chance to process. Sometimes it makes our body a little bit tight. So be aware of how your body is responding. Now I'm going to show you a few techniques. I'm going to sit down, so I'm going to adjust my camera. So I'll be right back. Okay, so let's say you just finished walking away, and maybe you notice that you feel tense, you feel tight as you're processing. What I suggest is to maybe do some shoulder rolls, kind of like just roll your shoulders back and then roll them forward. Monday, I had my students do the shoulder rolls. Sometimes, especially with children, a little bit uncoordinated. So we sang the Row, Row, Row Your Boat song. And that really got them coordinated. But it's okay if it's not coordinated, because what you're doing is you're releasing some tension. And then another thing is to rotate your head around in a circle. You don't have to feel like you got to strain or hurt yourself, because what you're doing, again, the goal is to kind of loosen up these tight muscles in the neck and the shoulders. And so you go around one way, and then you go around the other way, and then you take a breath. Now, you want to think about if it's time, because every situation is different, you want to go and reflect. Excuse me, it sounds like when we were talking, and you just reflect what that person said. You're not accepting what the person said. You're not agreeing with the person said. You don't have a relationship with the person said. You are demonstrating you did hear them, and then your next step is to add, I take that comment. I think it's a little bit offensive to me. I didn't appreciate your comment. And many times, sometimes people were not aware. And so you have opportunity to educate that person. So what if the person gets defensive? Pay attention to the surroundings of that individual. They may be under a lot of stress. Is that your problem? Probably not. Keep the conversation short and don't buy in to their frustration or their stress, because stress can be contagious. And so you have to be really the leader in the situation and remain calm. And also, the things that's popping through your mind, what you really want to say, just hold off. Because what happens is when we say things that's really on our mind, and we're going to give that person a piece of our mind, what happens is the aggressor has already gone and they're going about their business, and you're left with anxiety, stress, tension. So you want to give that person their comments, and then you be the one that's relaxed and stressed, and you can feel good that you have taken an opportunity to educate that person about, you know, what they said and how inappropriate it was. Okay, so thank you for joining me, and I hope you have a great day. I think it's a little bit chilly out here, but not too bad. But I'm glad to be able to share this information with you, and I look forward to talking to you again next time. Bye.
Making it mindful.
In my school.
Making it mindful.
It's so cool.
Making it mindful.
When I talk.
Be sure and pick up a copy of Eartha's new book, Tab Mindfulness, Awareness and Coloring Activities in a Pandemic World. It's not just an ordinary coloring book. It features 23 illustrations to stimulate thought, relaxation, and creativity for anyone between the ages of 4 and 94. Increase your positive self-talk energy. Unlock new creative paths. Transform your time once or twice a week to create beautiful art while strengthening confidence, building positive self-talk, and sensitize self-awareness. Tab Mindfulness, Awareness and Coloring Activities in a Pandemic World. It's available now at Amazon.com.